Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is August 1st. I can hardly believe it. Friday, August 1st. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., a very hot and muggy Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. Well, a few different items I'd like to comment on here in the news. Nothing major, but when it all comes down to it, everything that happens impacts upon us in ways big and small. Well, just by accident, I happened to get onto the ADL website, the website of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And sometimes these folks at the ADL, I don't think they realize how unintentionally funny they are. Here is a headline from their press center. Knitting book featuring Hitler, an outrage. Well, I can't seem to bring up that particular press release from the ADL. It says page not found, but I really have to say that if there is a knitting book featuring Adolf Hitler, it must be an outrage if it drives the Anti-Defamation League to issue a press release on the subject. They never give up, do they, folks? They're always condemning something. Always. It's just always. They always have to condemn. They also now, the ADL that is, they're getting very disturbed about the fact that people on the internet, on groups such as Facebook, I guess. I've never been up there. I don't know exactly what it is, but they're mad that there are anti-Semites and bigots who are members of Facebook, and I've heard elsewhere that there's now an effort to try to get after folks who dare to say something on Facebook and these other things on the internet, which I don't completely understand. Although I think one of my nephews and maybe one of my nieces, they have things on Facebook or whatever these things are. I don't even know. But now the Anti-Defamation League doesn't want people to express their opinions these kind of things. They say that there's a new explosion of online hate. It's extremely dangerous to Jews and to Israel, with anti-Semitic and anti-Israel propagandists attracting tens of thousands of viewers. Oh, boy. It's almost enough to make you be an anti-Semite. Now, of course, we don't want to get into the distinctions about who the Semites are and who the Semites aren't. But let's just put it this way. It's enough to make you mad at the ADL, at the very least, and make you mad at the people. You almost have to pity them, really, in some respects. In some respects, I hasten to add. But they're really getting all bent out of shape about a knitting book that features Adolf Hitler. Oh, God almighty. I suppose Hitler's a Teutonic Zionist. Well, in any case, that having been said, we are going to be going to a break here for a moment. In a moment, I should say. And when we come back, we'll talk about a few things in the news here that captured my attention for one petty reason or another. Well, and before we do go to the break, I'll just remind you that the new issue of American Free Press is out. Lots of good articles in that issue. I hope you'll check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net. All right, folks. We're going to the break here. Stay tuned. And by all means, please listen carefully to the advertisements you're about to hear, because these advertisements help keep Republic Broadcasting on the air.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a full lineup of callers here already, whole raft of them, and I am going to eventually get around to the callers, so I'll ask them to be patient. And I'll ask you, the audience, to be patient and be patient with excitement because one of your favorite callers is online waiting patiently. Jim from Texas. We'll be with Jim in a few minutes here. Well, the headlines in the papers today are about the fight between Barack Obama and John McCain over the subject of race. John McCain accused Obama of playing the race card. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But I'll tell you what I find very interesting about it. That John McCain has brought up this issue of race directly or indirectly. And obviously, he's allowed to do it. Why is John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate, presumptive, allowed to bring up race in a way that obviously is going to inflame Barack Obama's supporters, black and otherwise? If David Duke, just by virtue of entering a campaign, is accused of being a racist and accused of playing the race card, why aren't they accusing John McCain of himself playing the race card? Which is exactly what McCain did by accusing Obama of playing the race card. The Washington Post headlined, "Race Moves to Center Stage." Quite a few people over the years have said it. Race is everything. I've heard Jews say it. I've heard blacks say it. I've heard whites say it. And not in a nasty context. The fact is, race has always been central to political thinking, social thinking, cultural thinking, not only here in the United States, but around the world. You know what I always have to say about the matter? You know, no matter how much people strive in this world to pretend that we're all alike, we're not. We are all very different. That's just the way it is. In any case, I think that John McCain is allowed to bring up the race question because of the fact that there are quite a few people supporting John McCain, some very powerful people, who really will never trust Barack Obama. Again, folks, this is not an endorsement of Barack Obama, just a simple conclusion that I've reached, apparently one that quite a few other people have reached. I've mentioned Tex Mars, very interesting newsletter, saying JFK was struck down by Zionists. Is Obama next? Who killed Obama? That is a slogan that a New York-based Israeli fashion designer, Doron Braunstein, has put on one of his popular T-shirts. He sells one that says, "Who killed Obama?" and "Jews against Obama." But, you know, I haven't heard the Anti-Defamation League crying and screaming and bitching and moaning and ranting and raving about that. Well, here's an interesting story, a personal story that was brought back to mind by an obituary in the Washington Post today. Jack Nash, 79, a big-shot Jewish financier. They describe him as a visionary investor, a mentor in mutual and hedge funds. That sounds like he's a crook, but I don't know. He was born in Germany and immigrated to the United States with his family at the start of World War II. Survivors include his wife, Helen Englander Nash. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I actually kind of met Helen Nash, I believe it was her, on one occasion. And I have to tell you the story because it says a lot about the Holocaust and as the Jewish writer put it in his book, The Holocaust in American Life. The day before the Holocaust Museum opened here in Washington, you know, there was a big frenzy around the museum. You know, photographers were there, and a lot of Jewish folks were arriving from around the country and around the world. The next day when it opened, I joined many, many people of all races, creeds, and colors who joined together to protest against the museum, saying there were better things that could be done with American tax dollars. I held up a sign that said, "Homeless shelters first." Very politically correct, and I believe it. I think we should be using that Holocaust Museum for homeless shelters here in Washington to keep the homeless off the streets and to stop them from raping and robbing and pillaging. A friend of mine who's a very highly regarded cab driver here in Washington, very well known, been around for a long, long time, was just ruthlessly beaten in an alley behind his home this morning before he went to work. A very fine fellow. He did survive the attack, but I'll tell you what, you know, the more people you put out in the street, the more desperate they get. I'm getting off the track, folks. The day before the Holocaust Museum opened, I was down there taking pictures for the old Spotlight newspaper. And standing about a block from the Holocaust Museum was a strikingly beautiful middle-aged woman. I would have to say, frankly, she was probably one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen in my life. And she was obviously very rich, very well kept, very well established. Every hair was in place, carefully made up. Lots of sparkling, sedate but sparkling jewelry. And she was posing with a camera crew. It looked like professional photographers, and I gathered that they were her personal photographers. And this beautiful woman was literally striking poses like a model, like a fashion model, there in front of the Holocaust Museum, with the Holocaust Museum in the background, about a block away. And I had a camera in my hand, and this woman, and I must say she was wearing a blood red dress, which I thought was kind of odd considering the fact that this is in front of the Holocaust Museum. And the woman, I must say, I knew right away, or I strongly suspected that she was Jewish. She saw me with my camera, and she actually struck a pose for me as though, here, you may take my photograph here. Here I am in front of the Holocaust Museum. And I was so startled by it that I didn't take her picture, and I saw this look of embarrassment come across her face when she realized that that was not my intent. But as I say, I'm saying to myself, here is this fabulously wealthy Jewish woman, a very, very beautiful woman, a really beautiful woman, posing almost triumphantly in front of the Holocaust Museum. And a day or so went by, and of course the Washington Post and the other papers were full of stories about all the big names who came to the museum. Bill Clinton himself denounced Liberty Lobby in his speech. Liberty Lobby, the publisher of the Spotlight, saying, you've seen some of these people out here, like the Liberty Lobby, who are insensate and depraved, who are picketing this wonderful museum. That was actually a badge of honor for Bill Clinton to mention a museum. But a couple days later in the Washington Post, or one of these papers, I saw a picture. I'm pretty sure it was the same woman. I'm pretty sure it was Helen Nash. They described her as a woman who was born in one of the concentration camps, or born in one of the displaced persons camps after the war, and now she and her husband, who are major Jewish figures, Forbes once said they were worth $750 million in 2004, made him the 389th wealthiest American. Well, I'm pretty sure that was his beautiful wife, Helen, there, standing triumphantly in a blood-red dress in front of the Holocaust Museum. Almost wish I had taken her picture, as she kind of wanted me to do. I often wonder if Helen Nash remembers that little embarrassing moment. I don't know, just kind of an interesting story from my perspective anyway, since it happened to little old me. Tell you something else funny, folks, here before we go to the phones. I just got in the mail, mailed to me from Jerusalem, no less, a little hat with the official Hamas logo on. Now, I'm not taking a position here in favor of Hamas or Fatah. I think the Palestinians are quite capable of fighting out their own differences. But ultimately, you know, I hope they'll come together and fight the real enemy. But in any case, I did purchase online this Hamas hat. I will not wear it publicly, not because I'm afraid to wear it publicly, but because, frankly, I only have one hat that I can wear decently. Otherwise, I look like a real fool in a hat. Although a lot of people like to wear hats, I don't. But it's a very pretty green hat with white Arabic lettering. So I'm sure now the Anti-Defamation League will say, Michael Collins Piper has admitted publicly that he purchased a hat that has the Hamas logo on. They'll say, of course, that I'm somehow a contributor to terrorist organizations or something like that. No, I don't know who sold me the hat. It could have been it wasn't a Jew, I don't think. But, you know, fact is, if you look into it, you'll find that even today, a lot of the old Nazi memorabilia is sold by Jews, and much of it is being purchased by Jewish collectors. Just another one of those little odd facts that just kind of make our world all the more interesting. As far as Hamas is concerned, just to remind you before we go to the break, it was Israel that set up Hamas in the first place and helped promote it. Then it got out of control. It became popular. Isn't that interesting? All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, we'll go to our callers, including Jim from Texas.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these certain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All our times have come. Here, but now they're
gone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Just for the record, before I went to the break, I made reference to Hamas and how Israel had set it up. Now, I don't want anybody to get all fired up and say, ah, Hamas is a creation of Israel. It's not quite that simple, folks. Just for the record, what happened was that Hamas was set up by legitimate Palestinian Muslims as a social service agency in the occupied territories. And the Israelis helped fund Hamas for the simple reason that they thought it would be a way to undermine the secular group Fatah, which was headed by Yasser Arafat. And Hamas, of course, became very, very popular and ultimately won control, certainly in Gaza. But nonetheless, the fact is that, you know, every time you hear supporters of Israel, Jewish or non-Jewish, crying, moaning, complaining, et cetera, about the Islamo-fascists and the Muslim terrorists and the evil Hamas, just shove it in their loud-mouthed faces that it was Israel that helped build Hamas in the first place to try to undermine a secular movement, the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Fatah. Just shove it in their faces and remind them, tell them to shut up. Give them the facts. This isn't something Michael Collins Piper dreamed up. It's been written about by Richard Sale of UPI. It's been written about in different places. Not something that the average American has ever heard about or would even understand. But don't run around saying that Hamas is just a puppet of Israel, because it's not. Just for the record, folks. One more item before we go to the phones after the turn of the half hour here. Interesting story. The Navajo Nation, which covers across, I guess, Arizona, New Mexico, and I believe somewhere else if I read the story correctly, they're going to lose their internet access. It's a tribe of 250,000 people. They've lost internet service to libraries and community centers, and they have little access to cell phone service. Their reservation stretches across parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, and much of the Navajo Nation is inaccessible to landlines. So their internet access is provided by satellite, and that satellite's going to be shut off. I mean, they're already having these problems. And you guess why they're shutting it off? The federal government is concerned that there was some mishandling of some funds and I don't know. I don't even exactly understand it, but there are allegations by people in the federal government that the service that provides the internet service has mishandled the funds or not done something right. It's largely irrelevant, okay? The Navajos themselves are trying to resolve the matter, but the thing is, here's my point, folks. Okay, these are, I know a lot of you don't like the term out there, Native Americans. I call them American Indians, and I'm of American Indian descent myself. I've never called on one side of the family. I don't call myself a Native American. I consider myself white, but I do have American Indian blood to generate back. But in any case, you know, Israel, which receives billions of dollars yearly from the United States, is constantly engaged in activities of a wide variety that are certainly offensive, sometimes in violation of U.S. regulations, certainly oftentimes in flagrant contradiction to expressed U.S. policy. But I don't ever see any federal agencies moving to cut off funds to Israel. But, oh, yes, we can do it to the American Indians. Oh, very easily. Very easily. I mean, can you believe it, folks? I mean, it just all comes back to that most delicate issue of Jewish power in the United States. Not Teutonic Zionist power, not Illuminati power, not German death cult power, not Hitler power, not Nazi power, Jewish power. Yet, the Navajos, often their reservations, often these concentration camps that we call reservations, because of some technical glitch, because of some bookkeeping problem that some federal bureaucrat has with the Navajo Nation and the agency that administers their internet service, yes, they're just going to cut it off. Well, why don't they cut off medical service to them, too? Why don't they cut off the water? Or why don't they use the tactics that the Israelis have used in Gaza? Very productive, aren't they? We need an Indian uprising in this country. We need a couple thousand Indians coming to Washington and scalping some people in the federal government. Oh, my God, I can hear some of the people out there now. That Piper's taking the side of them Indians. He's against our white nation. No, no, folks. No, 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 no. Don't get too exercised. Don't get bent out of shape. I'm just trying to put the whole thing in context. It's a context that a lot of people don't like drawn. A lot of people don't like the analogy drawn. People don't want this parallel to be discussed, but discussed it must be, because it's disgusting. All right, we'll go to the phones when we come back. We've got Carl from Montreal aboard. He's going to be talking to us when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only a wheat store to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to the phones here in a moment. Just to let you know, I'm hoping to have Tex Mars as a guest on the show next week, not Jim Mars. Tex Mars, to talk about his new and fascinating book, Mysterious Monuments. And if you want to get more information about that right now, go to mysteriousmonuments.com, which is link also to Tex's main website, powerofprophecy.com. In any case, I'm trying to set up an interview with Tex here on the show sometime next week, hopefully. Also, we're likely to have a guest who is going to bring us a very interesting and disturbing story about how a quote-unquote leader inside a group which is ostensibly promoting freedom in America is doing everything he can to censor and silence and extinguish and exterminate the freedoms and rights, the First Amendment rights, of a very popular young man in the freedom movement. We'll talk more about that when we talk about it. Now let's go to the phones. We have Carl in Montreal. I was going to say our favorite political prisoner, but we don't want to show any favoritism. We'll just say one of our many favorite political prisoners. Carl, what's going on?
How you doing? I had a couple suggestions. I was talking to a couple people about the anniversary of 9/11. It was brought up, instead of picketing, you know, Larry Silverstein's office, they mentioned, what about passing out copies of those verses in the Talmud and also protesting in front of the ADL and the JDL and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and these other Zionist groups protesting out front of their offices?
Well, I would say, actually, Carl, it would probably be more appropriate to do it in front of the Israeli embassy or the Israeli consulates around the country, because that drives home to people the concept that it's Israel. If you say the ADL or the Jewish Defense League, which has no known headquarters anywhere, if you do it in front of the ADL, it might confuse people. You do it in front of the Israeli embassy, that should drive home things to people.
Yeah, that is a good idea, too, I think. The other thing, well, I was going to bring up, too, the updates, you know, thing about my case here. Well, I've, you know, gotten tired of this runaround that I've gotten. My lawyer, I went to court recently, and basically my lawyer said that you're not interested in the truth. We present evidence, affidavits, and they just don't want to hear it. And they come up with this excuse that I have a mental illness. Well, I got a private psychologist to examine me, and he says that I have no mental illness. Then they try to discredit the doctor. The psychologist is not having a doctorate degree. He has a master's degree. So we got another doctor, you know, examining me and basically stating that I don't really have a mental illness. And we still aren't getting anywhere. So what I finally done is I had a letter to the leaders of Iran basically stating how I was treated by the U.S. government, how basically I didn't get nowhere. I didn't get no justice. They haven't done anything I've asked them to do, and therefore I'm asking them for asylum. And I'm sick and tired of the lies and double standards and hypocrisy. My letter goes into that. And
I understand your thinking, and I can't say don't do it, because we have reached that point in this country, and obviously in Canada as well, where the thought police decide what is and what isn't. You know, I mean, it's interesting. They say, well, your expert is not an expert because he doesn't have a doctor's degree. But if it were another case that didn't involve someone who is quote unquote politically incorrect like you, Carl, that person wouldn't be required to have the necessary degree.
Yeah, because this fellow, I mean, copy the reports on my website, this Mr. Woodbury prepared, and his opinions and his diagnosis have been accepted many times by the same court.
And oh, interesting. Interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's a well, you know, recognized, you know, individual. Just because he won't go along with the government, you know, their official, you know, what they want to say, they're trying to do everything they can to discredit, you know, him. And
it's kind of funny because the word funny is not appropriate here. It's kind of pathetic, intriguing, interesting. You know, I pointed out on this show at one point last year that one of the most respected psychiatrists in the world, as they would describe him, the guy, a Jewish guy who wrote a book saying that people were anti-Jewish because they had poor toilet training as children. Now, this is the kind of man I'm sure they would count as an expert witness to say that there was something wrong with you. So, you know, this is what we're up against, Carl. Your case is one of those, the classic cases of the Orwellian doublethink, as we always call it. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. So, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, I'm not surprised to hear that, but all you can do is just keep plugging away and hoping that there can be some sensible resolution. Well, but, you know, you might end up having to go to Iran.
Maybe I'll get justice there, since I don't seem to get any justice here, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the Iranians don't throw people into jail for saying that 6 million Jews didn't die in the Holocaust, but the Germans and the Austrians and a raft of other countries do. So what's that? I don't know what that. No, I do know what it says about freedom of speech in this country and in Canada, but what it says about freedom of speech in other countries. So yeah. I will just say God bless you, Carl, and keep in touch.
Tex Mars to come on. I don't agree with his religious views, but I do like his research, you know.
And he's got a lot of good information.
But I still don't agree. He still goes along with the official accepted view of, you know, the Christianity. I mean, the official view that a lot of he doesn't follow the dispensationalist view, but he still follows a lot of these other dogmas, you know, of the mainline churches. But I do like, you know, his research.
Well, I'll tell you what about that, Carl. I've had a lot of good friends over the years, friends and acquaintances who've been Christian pastors, schooled in a variety of educational institutions and coming from a wide variety of viewpoints, and I guarantee you, you can put every single one of those friends of mine in a room together, and they're not going to agree on a lot of points. But that's
I know
just...
it was brought up on one of the other shows, and I guess it caused a lot of angry, you know, responses.
That's just the way it is, and it's never going to change. But
it was brought up yesterday on John Stadtmiller's show, the issue of, you know, religion, and I guess it caused a stir. He won't ever do it again, he said. So.
I don't blame him. All right, Carl, well, I have to move on here, but thanks for your call.
Okay.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, Jim from Texas.
Mike.
How you doing, Jim? I was talking to you. I was talking about you this afternoon to my friend, the Big Shot Lawyer.
Well, it's funny because I was going to bring him up.
Bring him up, Jim.
As a well-known, I might say infamous, neo-Nazi, bigot, homophobic hater that... I would like to explain to your listening audience that who I hate the most is people like your Big Shot Lawyer friend, who has all the facts in front of him. Everything is there. If anybody's interested, they can find the facts, and he still insists upon believing exactly what he's told by Fox News. I hate him worse than I hate Abe Boxman. And believe me, I hate Abe Boxman.
Worse. Jim, you know, the thing is, if the Big Shot Lawyer weren't my friend, I'd probably hate him, too. I understand exactly what you're saying, Jim, yeah. I mean, I know where Abe Foxham is coming from.
And he's
I
only
understand
a spokesman.
Where he's coming from.
He's only a spokesman for the 299 million people in the United States that the facts are there for him to see. Everything is laid out. There's... All they got to do is get on the internet, and they can see pictures of Palestinian kids with their eyeballs blown out by Israeli snipers. But they're not interested in looking that up. So who do you hate? Someone that refuses to see the truth, or a lying sack of you know what, like Abe Foxman? I hate the person that refuses to see the truth.
You know, I pointed out to my friend, a Big Shot Lawyer, that Admiral Mullen, and of course other big people in the military, are working, I think, at least it appears to be, to try to prevent the United States from going to war against Iran. But my Big Shot Lawyer's friends, people, the people at Fox News and Rupert Murdoch and all these kosher conservatives, all these horrible, I don't even want to call them rats, they're hookworms. I've known some pet rats, and they've actually
been
pretty
nice. You're
being
far too kind to call them rats and hookworms.
Well, I don't call them rats because, as I say, I've known a couple people that have had pet rats, and they're kind of cute, but... Needless to say, my Big Shot Lawyer friend, I said to him, please, please support the troops. Support the admirals and the generals. And he just still can't bring himself to do it because he thinks we have to stick with the president.
You can see the cloud, Mike. You can see this. I see it on a daily basis almost. You tell someone what's going on, and you see kind of a cloud come over their eyes. You can see it. It's kind of like slow motion.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to think, and you can't make me think. I've talked to you about this before, and that's why I hate these people. Why can't people think?
I wish I knew the answer to that, because if I knew the answer to that, I'd press the button and solve the problem. But, I'm just afraid that... These people are going to be the ones who are going to, they're going to be the ones who hurt the most when the reality of what they have helped bring about hits hard.
If there's any justice in the world, they will pay the most horrible price.
I'm sorry to say it, Jim, but you know, I think you're absolutely right. I just seriously hope that when the United States hits Iran, if, as the Jews claim, and I do mean the Jews, if, as the Jews claim, there are all these horrible terrorist networks in this country, I hope they will target not the people, the average Americans who started the war, but I hope they will target the big power brokers and the powerful institutions that are responsible for getting us into this mess. You know, I mean... Why should you blow up the Washington subway when you could just as easily blow up the Anti-Defamation League's headquarters? I mean, maybe, I hate to even suggest that, but I mean, if we in the United States are going to be subjected to retaliatory terrorism here on our own soil and in places where Americans gather in Europe and elsewhere, Why should innocent people have to pay the price when the real troublemakers, the real agitators, the real warmongers, the real bloodthirsty people who've brought this about should get away with it? Maybe if this happens, God forbid that it does, but if it does happen, maybe the terrorists will be kind to the rest of us. And maybe if they hit the right places, maybe people will understand why they're hitting those places.
Mike, I can go back to the First World War and explain why it's not going to happen, why it never will happen. Supposed in 1917, the American people, instead of rising up and taking it out on the recent German Americans, had went after Colonel Edward Mandel House and Bernard Baruch and blew them into smithereens. How would that have changed the world versus what they did to the Germans?
Jim, I don't know.
And
I don't
your big
know.
Shot lawyer friend would have been leading the charge against the Germans. That's
probably
the part
that makes
that makes me so mad.
Yeah, Jim, it's it's frustrating. It's frustrating. Well,
I'll leave your frustration to other people. So I've
all right,
been
Jim.
Long
good
enough,
talking so. To you. I'm going to make sure the big shot lawyer hears this program in particular.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Chicago with Steve. Steve, what's going on in Chicago or in the world?
Well, Michael, I was looking at your American Free Press article about Obama and some kind of secret.
Oh, yes. Oh, you already got that in the mail. Okay, good. All right. That's
well,
the latest issue. Yeah.
The thing is that you wrote that Obama got a very enthusiastic welcome in Berlin, but
yeah.
You did not know, because you didn't read the Tagesspiegel, and I'm running the video now, that, as a matter of fact, there was a protest for boat. Protests were verboten, and what they had the Berlin police in black berets and green uniforms going up to protesters, grabbing their signs, tearing them down. They had one guy in an arm block, and they were leading him away, so they were arresting people. The only way you could get a sign and protest sign against Obama was to hide it under their clothes.
That would make sense, because you know the Germans they walk in such fear of being accused of racism. You know, that they have this Nazi thing hanging over them, you know, and they would have obviously wanted to make it appear as though every single German on German soil just absolutely loved Barack Obama. So I'm not surprised to hear that. That's very, very interesting.
Well,
and
know,
that certainly wasn't reported in the mass media in America, because every single report that I saw talked as though he was greeted as some sort of god.
That's exactly right. But, you know, you can see this, the placards and the transparencies, and it's a lot of it is against the troops in Afghanistan, because he said he would, attack Pakistan. So you have a big Turkish element there. The other thing that I would like to bring up, and this was on the English language edition of Der Spiegel, that they had German actors and actresses dressed in official U.S. Army uniforms from the cap down to the shoes, and they were out there, I guess, as a claque of supporters cheering on the crowd, and everybody thought they were legitimate soldiers, see? And that's a David Axelrod trick, see?
Oh, my God almighty. I mean, well, you know, this is, you know, that would, you know what that reminds me of? British intelligence and Jewish money working together ripped off the Republican convention in Philadelphia in 1940 by installing cheerleaders for Wendell Willkie to try to railroad, and they did succeed in railroading his nomination through the Republican convention. They had people in the sewers of Philadelphia through microphones, or I guess through bullhorns, shouting, "We want Willkie, we want Willkie," and that made the sound at the convention much louder. And then, of course, they actually stole delegates from Bob Taft, and it went on and on and on, but it is known for an absolute fact that it was a British intelligence operation. This came out a few years ago when British intelligence documents were finally released, and we do know that massive amounts of Jewish money were poured into the Republican Party to bribe delegates. They also blackmailed delegates. They also did all sorts of dirty tricks to get Bob Taft. So this is just an old style trick that's been around for a long, long time. But that's very interesting. Very interesting, Steve.
Well, the thing is that who hired these people and how did they get those U.S. Army regulation uniforms?
I don't know
if it's U.S. Army intelligence is involved in it, too.
If you and I ran around in U.S. Army uniforms, Steve, we'd be in the brig.
That's it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Germany, don't forget, Germany is an occupied country.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much there appears to be German nationalism, no matter how much it appears, Germany is still an occupied country. There's never been a peace treaty. Thanks, Steve,
all
for
right.
a very interesting call. I think people should have learned something from that. Very, very interesting. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, we've got Dave in Massachusetts.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of it.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Once upon a time in Massachusetts, there was a little boy who was fascinated by the Nazis. His name was John Loftus, and he became a big-time Nazi hunter promoting the Zionist agenda. Well, one of his boyhood friends has grown up, and he's become our resident hunter of Nazi hunters. That's Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Well, thanks, Michael.
How do you like that introduction, Dave?
I love it. Yeah, I had the privilege today, Michael, of sending $100 off to AFP.
Well, that's good. AFP can use it. All right.
on that whoever thought up that idea, it's really neat. I sent them $100. I think they're going to send me back a $25 gift certificate.
Yes, indeed, and I'm gonna make a little confession. I thought that idea up myself.
You did, Michael?
Yes, I did.
I knew you were a genius at words, but I didn't think you were a genius at numbers. And
oh, I do all sorts of funny little things. It's amazing. Well, AFP can sure use the money, and I'm sure you can use the rebate.
Right, and it helps them get through the summer doldrums.
Absolutely.
Then,
appreciate it, Dave.
Yeah. So, now listen, speaking about the Nazis, that's actually what I wanted to talk about, this you know, we've had the Holocaust promoters, Michael. Now we've got the Nazi promoters, and that's what I really want to talk about. But here in Carla, I just want to take a quick detour if I have the time.
Go ahead.
Because Carl's commented on my calls a couple of times, but I'd like to. No, I don't know if Carl is aware of this, but I know he's referred to Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins in the Left Behind series. A couple of times I've heard him. But I want Carl to know, in case he's not aware of it, that Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, they push this thing that any day now, millions of Christians are going to, quote-unquote, disappear. And I just want Carl to know, and anybody else, does not appear in the Bible.
That's interesting.
Doesn't even appear in the Bible, Michael. Like they'll say that the Christians are going to disappear in the twinkling of an eye, but it isn't the word disappear. The word is changed, and as usual, as I've pointed out in previous calls, they usually don't just lie and mislead. It's the truth is usually diametrically opposite of what these phonies teach, and in this case, once again, it's diametrically opposite. When we're changed in the twinkling of an eye, we're not going to disappear. The exact opposite is going to happen. You know, I think almost all Bible scholars agree on this, Michael. When we're changed, that's talking about our glorification, when this corruptible shall put on incorruptible. In other words, we're actually going to become more visible, more highly visible, because we're going to be glorified. We're going to be emanating light and everything else, evidently. So it's just the opposite of what LaHaye and Jenkins is teaching. And then the word disappear doesn't appear in the Bible. I'd remind those two characters, I hope they repent, because the Word of God says
Dave? I'll tell you what. I almost wish that Tim LaHaye's dreams would come true. I almost wish that John Hagee and LaHaye and Robertson and all their followers would disappear, because it would take a real poison out of Christianity and out of Western civilization. And it would also be nice if all the people that they worship would disappear as well. So maybe we might just want to hope that in one respect, these guys are right. On that note, we'll close it up for the weekend. We'll see you all here on Monday. Stay tuned for more good programming on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Support RBN. RBN can always use your help.
Men, are you?